Shown here are several examples of how traffic signal timing and phasing can impact the design. These include, but are not limited to, the following items. First, the phasing convention. That is the labeling of the phase numbers, as will be shown on the traffic signal plan. The determination of the left turn phasing operation. That is, should the left turn be a protected only left turn, permitted, split phased, or something else. The type of signal operation. Is this pre-timed, actuated and coordinated, fully actuated density operation, etc. In addition, the actuated phasing parameters and timing values, such as the minimum greens, maximum greens, vehicle extensions, and the other items that will be discussed later.